This week, the public TV documentary series POV features Motel. It's filmmaker Christian Blackwood's record of some off-the-beaten-path motels and the people who stay there and work there. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
When I was a little kid, 5, 6, 7 years old, my parents and sister and I would pile in a car and make our annual vacation odyssey from Pittsburgh to Fort Lauderdale. Each time, we stayed in motor inns or motels. And at that age, it seemed like a big deal and a big treat. So I came to this documentary, Motel, expecting a warm look that would spark memories from 30 years ago. Instead, what I got was a geek show and a freak show that makes me wonder whether Blackwood, the director, was enjoying the people he found or exploiting them. I guess he treats them well enough, but I haven't seen this many weird real people gathered in one documentary since Errol Morris visited and made a film called Vernon, Florida. At one motel in Santa Fe, there's a lady named Helen who looks just like Nadine, the lady with the eye patch on Twin Peaks, and acts like her, too. For Blackwood's camera, she and her coworkers describe and gleefully reenact the time their motel was robbed.
And I see this young man with a little gun, and I said, "Hey, what do you think you're doing, young punk?" And I walked around, and I kind of
touched him,
and I said, "Hey, you think you can steal our money?" And I grabbed his front shirt like this. He threw me over. I fall down. I see him take a box, and I get up, and I grab him by his legs. And you fall out of the door.
Come to think of it, almost every character in Motel seems to be based on a character from TV or the movies. There's a woman in love with a man less than half her age who brings to mind Harold and Maude. There's another woman staying at a motel in Arizona whose story is uncannily similar to the love story told in the movie Raising Arizona.
How did you actually meet Bill?
When I was a guard in that unit.
In what unit?
And minimum custody unit, and I was what they called the operations officer in that unit, and he was one of the inmates in that unit.
He's a lifer.
Yes, he is a lifer. He's doing 25 to life.
For what?
For murder, first degree murder.
Finally, there's a man, a prison inmate who escaped to a motel across from the local prison, whose story seems straight from a horror movie. Which one? A pleasant little film called I Dismember Mama.
We, at that time, were also advised that a lieutenant from the prison had been contacted by Mr. Mormon and asked to come to the motel room to pick up some dog bones to give to the dogs at the prison. From that, we asked to retrieve that box so that we could examine them. It turned out to be Mrs. Mormon's lower extremities. She had taken her here into the bathroom and with a serrated steak knife and a buck knife, had completely dismantled her body.
There's no denying that Motel is a fascinating documentary, but it's also kind of creepy. As a matter of fact, I'm just about to pack up my own family for a driving tour that will take me, once again, from Pennsylvania to Florida. But now, I think, we'll try to travel nonstop.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.